Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Man, it just been a few days at the Senior Bowl. From the Sun Sentinel, Chris Perkins joins us this morning. Perk, how you doing?
Big Joe, man. I'm shifting back into football mood because, you know, during last week I was in football mood with the Senior Bowl. Then the weekend comes, and I get totally out. The Senior Bowl and the Pro Bowl, I watched only bits and pieces of either of them, Joe. And I was living my life, and now it's back to reality, baby. It's back to the grind now.
So, yeah.
So I'm getting back into football now after taking the weekend off.
Hey, Perk, you're not the only one. We're all going to be grinding here, man, for a while. There's no question about it. You
exactly.
Know what? Perk, we got to find some starters, man, and some of them –
yeah.
Got to be at the Senior Bowl, one second-round pick, two third-round picks. What'd you think of the talent overall, especially at some of the positions that the Dolphins could be looking at? Looked like there were a lot of second and third and fourth-round guys at the Senior Bowl. Did you feel that way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, almost nothing but second, third, and fourth. You know, the Senior Bowl was taking a little bit of heat for not having as many first-round prospects as in recent years. And look, who knows, at this early stage, there's some guys that, you know, are projected as like mid to low first rounders, and they end up in the middle of the second round. But there were some guys, you know, I was looking at cornerbacks, Joe. I was looking at offensive tackles, and I was looking at some running backs. I was looking at some inside linebackers. At offensive tackle, look, the Darnell Wright kid from Tennessee, I thought, looked pretty good. He's a big, long kid, like a 6'6" type kid. This kid Cody Mock out of North Dakota State is interesting. He's a big kid, but he's got short arms. He's got like 33-inch arms, and they like him 34, 35 inches. So while he played left tackle out there at North Dakota State, they're thinking he might be an inside guy in the NFL, which, you know, and I looked at him, Joe, because, you know, the Dolphins might have a right tackle question. And does Austin Jackson play there, or do you have to kick Robert Hunt out there? So maybe somebody like the Mock kid who has some position versatility could help. And they're also saying the Mock kid could play a little bit of center also. He's very unsettled, but like low first round, early second round talent. So we'll see where he fits in. I thought Tyreek Stevenson from UM, the corner, had a pretty good week. Josh Brent's the corner at Kansas State, but I think he's going to be a first rounder and out of the Dolphins' reach. Tyreek, there's no telling where he's going to go. He could be low first, or he could be right in the Dolphins' wheelhouse. I believe number 51 in the second round is their first pick. You know, and running back, Joe, I don't know if the Dolphins are going to go running back in the second round. Both Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson could become free agents. But they usually don't go that high. You know, Kenyon Drake was third round. They usually don't go second round for a running back. But you know, we'll keep our eye on the running backs also, and see what happens there. But some pretty decent prospects out there at the Senior Bowl. Nobody for the Dolphins that I looked at and thought, wow, this kid could be a real steal in the second round, like a fourth round prospect at corner or offensive tackle who seemed to be shooting up the charts.
So, Perk, let me ask you about Kenny McIntosh, who
yes.
Had himself a nice little career at Georgia. What'd you think of him?
I thought he looked pretty good out there. The kid, you know, R.J. McIntosh went to UM. That was his brother. Kenny is the running back from here locally. Helped Georgia to the back-to-back national titles. Their leading rusher last year. I think he rushed for 832 yards. I wrote it. I can't remember what it is. But I thought he looked pretty good. He went down with a little bit of a calf strain or injury on, if I can get my days right, I think the first day. But, yeah, I think he's a, you know, second, maybe third round, a guy who I think that could definitely help, can run between the tackles a little bit, can catch the ball, which is something that the Dolphins like. So, yeah, he's definitely somebody that I was looking at and that could help the Dolphins, I think. I thought he had a pretty good week out there.
Hey, Perk, who'd you see from the Dolphins? Was Chris Greer there and the head coach?
You know, I did not see any of the Dolphins people out there. They were there, but I did not see them out there. But, you know, they had their hands full just trying to keep this Vic Fangio thing together, Joe. So it looks like they solidified it, you know, last week while we were out there with Vic, all these reports that Vic is coming after the Super Bowl. But, you know, they need to have a good draft here. These second and third round picks, these are starters. These are starting caliber players. It's not as glamorous as the first round pick, but these guys need to be starters or contributors. Mostly as rookies. Look, you get one first rounder and two second rounders. You need to get out of those three picks, you need to get one starter and one regular contributor. You're not going to go, you know, 100% and get three starters. Let's be realistic. You might not even get two starters, but you have to get one starter and one, you know, rotational player out of those top three picks. So, you know, that's really what they were doing out there is trying to make sure that they hit on these top picks. The Dolphins have done pretty good on some of the lower round picks in recent years. The upper picks, the first and second, have been they've been a little shaky.
Yeah, we don't have a number one, so we have our second round pick and two third round picks here. But let me ask you about Matt Applebaum. That surprised you? I didn't see that one coming. Yeah. I thought the old line was a lot better this year. Even though I know they didn't run for a zillion yards, but I thought they got a lot better from a year ago.
I did too. I did too, Joe. I thought, you know, the two areas that I thought showed the best depth on the team were the secondary and the O-line. I mean, we know the injury problems that they had in both of those areas, and just going on the O-line, you know, you lose Austin Jackson, the right tackle, in the first week, and then Teron Armstead, your left tackle, not long after that, and you know, you're dealing with Liam Eichenberg not performing that well there at left guard. Connor Williams, his first year at center, he's a veteran, but he had been a guard, and so, you know, the linemen talked early in the season about problems with identifying and recognizing things and getting on the same page with communication. So I bring these up because these are things that Applebaum had to work through. And I thought, you know, considering that you didn't have a star-studded, talented group up there, you had Teron Armstead and basically, you know, four other question marks. I thought the offensive line did a pretty good job. So I don't know if this is a situation of philosophical differences,
right,
or Mike McDaniel wanting to get his own guy in there. And that's a big part of what I'm watching, you know, now that, you know, this is his first off season after a season. You know, last off season, he's the rookie coach. He hadn't been a head coach yet. This time he's gone through a season. So that might be why you would see some of these coaching changes or some of the, you know, I'm looking at how he handles the staff. What did you learn, Mike McDaniel, and how are you going to apply it to getting better? So that might be. I have not heard a specific reason, Joe. I do know that, you know, during practices a lot of the week, and this is just anecdotal, this is not, does not mean it's a fact, but a lot of times we would see Frank Smith, the offensive coordinator, working very closely with those offensive linemen. Frank Smith, a former offensive line coach, a former center himself, but he would be over there with Applebaum and really actively, you know, coaching those linemen, footwork, hand placement, all that kind of stuff. So I again, that's what we would see the few times we would be allowed to watch practice. So I have no idea if that was a factor, but that is some stuff that we would see when we would be allowed to watch practice.
Chris, before I let you go, I was just curious. So Vic Fangio, who's going to be the highest paid coordinator, look, came out at $4.5 million a year to be the defense coordinator for the Dolphins. I got to believe he's got total say-so on who he wants to keep and let go. They didn't tell Vic Fangio, you have to keep all these coaches. We like them, right? Don't you think he has that in his contract too?
100%. He's got to have pretty much total autonomy, or else why are you going to come here into this situation when you might have had other offers or better situations out there? So, I would think Vic Fangio got everything that he needed. And look, this is still going to come down to Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins, the whole, you know, scouting and them picking the right players, right? Because we've seen the Dolphins have these coaching front office coups before, Jimmy Johnson, Bill Parcells, and it didn't necessarily lead to a Super Bowl or multiple playoff appearances. So the Fangio hire is great. Hats off to the Dolphins. You went out there and you got your man. You got the best that was out there. But, you know, it's still more about Jimmys and Joes, right? The X's and O's. So it's great that they got him, but I'm still looking at Chris Greer and the player acquisition through free agency and the draft and seeing, you know, Dolphins, what can you do there? That I love the Fangio hire, but player acquisition, let's see some improvement there first.
Well, here's the other part of this, and it's an ongoing topic. One of the last conversations I had with Chris about 20 years ago is this one. I was a little shot at the relationship right now.
I'll pick that up, Joe.
No, so the thing is this. So he's Chris very open about this, and I mean, I see the good in it. I see the bad in it. So Chris is never going to take a player or sign a player that his coaching staff doesn't like. If the guy goes, no, I'm not, you know, and I'm guessing in this case, Mike McDaniel and Vic Fangio. So he's going to try to find a guy they like. But at the end of the day, Chris is the one that's responsible to get the best players. We don't ever say, hey, the head coach, he sure picked a bad player on that one. It all goes back to Chris Greer, who says, I'm not going to have my coaches upset that I force somebody on them and I draft somebody or I take a free agent they didn't really like because it just causes friction between coaches and the front office.
Well, let me say two things, Joe. I agree with you that it's ultimately on Chris Greer. He is in charge of player acquisition, so it's ultimately on him. So that's the first thing I want to say. Second thing I want to say is it's hard to fault Chris Greer because that man knows how to stay employed, right? I mean, come on, Joe. Like, I know what you mean, but that man knows how to stay employed. Like, he is the sole survivor in that organization. So I guess you got to give that man a little credit for the way he handles things. But I agree with you. Like, it's, you know, and look, I know you don't want to be the GM who says, no, we're taking this edge rusher instead of that one, or we're taking the cornerback instead of the running back. You don't want to be that GM, but ultimately it does fall on you. Whoever ends up being the quarterback ultimately falls on you. I don't care if the head coach wanted him or not.
Right.
As the GM, player acquisition is your deal. So I agree with you, but Joe, Chris Greer has the job and he's kept it despite what a lot of people, including myself at times, have thought. So it's hard to rip the man for his way of doing business because he stays employed.
Well, that quarterback, but you're right, that quarterback thing is that's an interesting one that we've really never heard that much about with all the stuff that went on. Yep. Chris, thank you. I appreciate you coming on, bud, and stirring it up a little bit. Will you work on that with Chris Greer a little bit, please? I can't have that with you guys. I'm going to work on that a little bit. No, Chris Perkins.
I'm going to work on the relationship between you and Chris. I'm going to mend that. That's right. Going to be my greatest off-season pleasure. I'm going to get you guys back together.
That'd be a hell of one. You can fix that. That'd be a hell of a job right there. Thanks, Park.
That's right. Appreciate I'm going to the Secretary of State after that.
You might as well throw my ex-wife in there. We'll just do it together. That'd be a great pair right there. All right. Way to go, Perk. Now I got my ex-wife and the kids all upset out there. Way to go. Working. Joe Rose, always working on relationships. Thanks, Perk. You're a bad man, brother. You're a bad man. All right. Thanks, Perk. We got to go to break, man. We're running super late. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.